Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible today. James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. James says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire." James was clear that temptation does not come from God. James says, God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. So what is the source of temptation that shows itself so strong in our lives? Well, there are three places our temptation comes from. Let's think through that. The world, the flesh, and then the devil, Satan himself. Let's think through it. The world. The world around us is at odds with God. It presents a culture that puts man in charge and God at the back of the line. It hits us with wanting what we don't have and having what we don't need. It's the culture around us, the world. Then there's the flesh. We want to blame temptation on the tempter or someone else, but sometimes the mirror reflects the source. As believers, the penalty of our sin is gone, but the propensity to sin will remain until the day we die. So we're tempted by our own desires, James says. When we give in, we are lured and enticed. Now, certainly, not only the world and the flesh, but sometimes it's the evil one. There is spiritual warfare going on. Finding Jesus at a weakened physical state, the tempter showed up to test Jesus in the desert. And that same tempter comes roaring after us like a hungry lion seeking to devour us. You know what? Oftentimes when we're in a desert place, he works to drive a wedge of disobedience between us and the Father. Satan desires to destroy our witness before others. So here's the hard truth. Whether the source is the world, the flesh, or the devil, at the end of the day, we have to own our disobedience. God will always provide a way out of our temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that. God will always provide a way out. The question is, will we be willing to take the escape route when temptation comes? Let's talk to God about that. Father, I'm in desperate need of your help on my own. I'm no match for temptation. I'm no match for the world, the flesh, and the devil. They hit me from all sides. But I know that you are greater. Please give me the strength that keeps me from being enticed by my own desires. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.